Scholastic Audio presents Lincoln's Grave Robbers by Steve Schenken. Read by Will Patton. Tyrrell gestured for Power to unlock the door of Memorial Hall. Power put in his key and turned it, but left the door closed. On the opposite side of the monument, Mullen pried open the outer wooden door leading to the catacomb. "How is it?" he asked when Swagels and Hughes walked up. The two men confirmed they saw no one. Mullen reached into the bag, took out a hacksaw, and went to work on the thick padlock securing the inner iron gate. It was slow going, and Mullen spat curses as he dragged the blade back and forth. "This was going to take a while," Swagel saw. "I'll make a check," he said, and walked around to the other side of the monument. Only 150 feet from where Mullen was working, Tyrrell watched and listened from his spot near the door of Memorial Hall.
"Wash!"
Tyrrell heard the password. He pushed the door open a crack. Swagel stepped forward. In quick whispered words, he told Tyrrell that Mullen and Hughes were sawing the lock. Tyrrell told Swagels to go back and help them. He wasn't ready to pounce yet, not till the thieves could be nabbed actually handling the tomb. Swagels walked back to the catacomb door. Hughes had his hands around the padlock, holding it steady while Mullen worked the saw. They were about a third of the way through when the blade suddenly snapped.
"A splendid saw," Mullen muttered.
He threw down the broken tool and reached into the bag. "They then got a three-cornered file," Swagel said, "and Hughes held the lock while Mullen filed. They took turns at it. It was very hard and slow work." When Mullen had filed about halfway through the lock, he took out a pair of pliers and grabbed the lock, yanking and twisting until the metal finally cracked. The broken lock fell to the ground. Mullen pushed the gate open and entered the small room. Hughes stepped in with the lantern, followed by Swagels. Hughes pointed the light at the floor. There it was, the long white marble sarcophagus. At one end, carved into the stone, was the name Lincoln. In an arc above the name were the famous words of his second inaugural address: "With malice toward none, with charity for all." Hughes and Mullen crouched beside the marble box, feeling the edges for a weak spot in the construction. Swagels figured this was his chance to slip away. He began backing toward the door. Mullen told him to wait. He was needed inside. Hughes held the lantern out to Swagels and told him to stand in the corner, out of sight of the door, aiming a beam of light at the sarcophagus. Swagels glanced at the open door, then back to the Coney men. He considered making a run for it, but thought of the pistols in his partner's pockets. He'd played his role perfectly so far. This was no time to panic. He took the lantern. Mullen couldn't find an easy way into the sarcophagus. He'd have to crack it open, either with his axe or the gunpowder in his bag. He tried the axe first, lifting it above his head, preparing to slam the blunt end down on the marble lid.
"Hold on," Swagels said.
Mullen stopped.
"If we can get the lid off," suggested Swagels, "we can put it on again, and it won't be known that the coffin is gone."
Was Swagels really worried about damaging the sarcophagus? Or did he just want the job to take as long as possible so he'd have time to slip away? He never explained. Anyway, Mullen agreed to try and pry the thing open. He slid the axe blade under the lid and pushed down on the handle. The lid came right up. He and Swagels lifted the slab off the box and leaned it against the empty crypt reserved for Mary Lincoln. Beneath the top slab was a second, heavier marble lid cemented to the box below. They began hacking at the cement seam with the axe and chisels.